الله الرحمن الرحيم. من الفصل اللي من الأسبوع فادر إن الشيخ someone important that you take when you live in this world, the last advice that he gives you, you take it very seriously. But you know, this advice that he's giving is very important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he left this world, he gave three advices. Now his advice is, it's obvious that what advice he gives is very, very important. We have to take it very seriously. But unfortunately, we are not taking serious at all. And the first thing he said this much, to be punctual of salah. To be punctual of salah. Now you ask yourself this question, that he said to be punctual of salah. How many of us are punctual of salah? Unfortunately, we find very few people. When you get drowned in the world, at that time you forget to perform the salah. But he said, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. That means how important it is that no matter where away you are, whether you're getting drowned also at the time of salah, you respect the time. Many people today, when they go for umrah and all that in the flights, they don't even make salah also. They go for umrah, they go for nafil acts and they forget the farais. What is farais, they leave it out and they go for nafil. Tell me where the problem. How can you go in that condition? That you leave out the farais and you go to make a nafil act. So we are showing so much importance to nafil act that we have to do it, and the salah that we are supposed to do all the time, we bring it out. In that person of that kind, in which is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he meets him, then is he happy to meet you? This is a question asked. Likewise in Mahan, you're going to the haram to make the tawaf. You're making the tawaf, but you left all the farais just for nafil act. So we do not even know our right act, what we are supposed to do. Salah is something, no matter what happens, a person is blind to. At the time of salah, if he has to make an ishara, he makes namaz ishara. Under circumstances also, he is slowly napak, he makes namaz like condition. Under circumstances. But he cannot leave out salah. Today salah is just part of thing that when a person comes to the masjid, the way he comes to the masjid, that he wants to run away from the masjid. Last to come and close to go. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi mentioned that salah is something that you must not leave out no matter what happens. You can be sick also, you can no matter. Secondly, this much, that this salah you only come to know when you leave this world. When you leave this world, you come to know the first question Allah Ta'ala will ask you in the qabr is the salah. Then you come to realize why I did not perform salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi is actually informing us that before all this you can face all these difficulties, let it not come unto you. Do your acts here in this world so that there you have no problem at all. If only we can understand. So let us be punctual of salah. Says Allah, inna salata kanat al-mu'mina kitabam mawquta. Allah Ta'ala has made namaz first on his time. You have to make it on his time. You are so busy in the world to that extent that you have come to salah. You become to realize you don't know go on time to hafidu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, protect the salah between the salat al-wusta and salat al-asr. Salat al-asr is a time where you know now the business will close now, things are very quiet also, a chest is coming now, and a lot of garas came in there, and customers came in there, and the time for salah coming and it's going away, the time going away for salah, but you are so engrossed in that thing that you forget to make a salat. Protect your salat al-wusta and salat al-asr. Salat al-Asr is something that we have to look after. It does not mean other salah, but Salat al-Asr is something which we have to really look after. That is a time where you know a person is tested. That when he's going through all difficulties, that time salah comes and he performs his salah on time. So Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of everyone to perform salah on time. Everyone. Unfortunately, if you only come to realize and Adhan takes place, Muslim Allah is calling me. If you only got this in your heart, Allah is calling me, what will you do? You run towards him. If you have this in your heart only, if the adhan takes him to Allahu Akbar today, Allah tells him, I'm the greatest. You have to come to me, I ask, you ask me. At that time you think to yourself, let me make ziyarah to Allah Ta'ala. Then you run quickly to the masjid to read namaz also. You got sawab also and circumcised, Allah accepted dua also. So we have to have our intention right. Second is that your slaves, be kind to them. Be kind to them. And the third one he said, The third one, he says, that fear your wives. Fear your wives. Wasn't frightened for them. Wasn't frightened for them. But today men are frightened for them too. The time was one time the wives were frightened for the men. Now the women are, now the men are frightened for the wives too. It does not mean fear the wife. Fear the wife means the amanat Allah has given you this woman. Fear that it must not be that you not fulfill the rights. That is the meaning of that. That is the meaning of that, to fulfill the rights of them. Because it's very, very important that they are their wives, they are under you. They are under you and they must remain under you, not above you. Now you could make them above you, your business. They've been made under you, that they must be under you at all times. They are weak, they are under you. But now you must know how to save the situation. You must know how to live the life of that kind. If you live a life of that kind, that she knows that she has been under you, then nothing will happen. But when you kick them above your head, then what happens? There's a sin on the head. That's exactly what happens. That's why they say that, you know what? They are made of crooked rib. And they made of crooked rib and from the heart. So keep them from the heart. Keep them from the heart. Not by the leg. Because if the rib was made of the leg, crooked rib, then you have chanta. And if you're made from the head, then they'll sit on the head. The best place is the heart. Keep them in your heart. They must understand you, you must understand them. The reason for us not to misunderstand with husband and wife is because we do not know how to lead a life of the sunnah of tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given them so much of freedom to know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was talking very harsh with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, beware, be careful. Because there was a misunderstanding. Why they had to misunderstand? It's normal. Why is there a misunderstanding? There was a misunderstanding between Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hafsa. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala told us, listen, what's wrong with you? Be careful. Be careful. Do not beware how you talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you know Aisha is very close to Nabi Kareem. She's close to too much. So do not show any kind of disrespect. Like another one of the other wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came and hit Nabi on the side. I'm saying this because you know me, if your wife hit you, don't look at her two faces. Think of this incident also. It so happened that wife hit her on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment the chest hit the chest, the mother saw it. The mother said to the daughter, why did you do that? Nabi comes, what is it? Nothing, she do more than that. She do more than that. But why is it that we are listening to all these things? Because when we face this kind of thing, we must overlook it also. And you said good. Nabi Kareem himself said that I overlook it and you must forgive her too. So the mother may forgive her too. So if he can overlook all these situations when he's a Rasulullah, then how much we must overlook it too? But now the wife has gone above the head. Why they gone above the head? For what reason now they overtaking the men now? The men got no control of the wife at all. It's impossible. Why is it? Because we have forgotten the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives have got no more according to Sharia. That's why it so happened that the wives are completely out of control. Because you have given them that kind of freedom, you see. You have given them that kind of freedom of that kind that you do whatever you want to do. From the beginning you gave them freedom. Whereas in the moment you get first impression, the last impression. The first impression, the last impression. Now you know one, two friends there, they got married. And one fellow, you know, when he got married, he made sure that in the first day, he had one goat there. One goat. And the moment the wife, the night before he could even go near her, he went to the goat and started fighting the goat. And he struggled the goat that way, the wife said, this is a bad one. He can't come here now. Can't. Now what happened? After some days, the two friends met. The wife met together. The wife like one wife, hey, I'm too scared of him. No, he got them under control. See the whole incident of the goat incident. The other wife said, no, I got him under control. I got him under control. I know he can't do one thing. I should put him in his place. That night, now because his friend told the goat thing, he had been the goat in his house. Why we should attend the first day, not today. So that's how it is. If you know how the first impression, and that means you mustn't do that now. Those new married people think, now let me do that. No. Just to teach you how you have to respect each other and how to behave. From the beginning, you have to know, you should set out the rules, how you're supposed to be. Not like a commander and all that. These are the rules, this is how you're supposed to look. These are sunnah and rasulah and the kindness and the rest of it. Then you find that everything goes well. But you don't have the smooth sailing because you don't know how to live with them. We don't know how to live with one another. That is why the reason is this, because there's so much of misunderstandings. In the hadith they say, Nabi Karim said, when you get married, those people who get married for the wealth and for beauty, they'll be most, you know, they for sure they'll be going through difficulties. Because these two things, beauty and that, are not something which remain with you all the time. Person today is married very, very rich, tomorrow Allah takes away. What happens is gone. A person is very handsome, the woman is very beautiful. That beauty cannot last all the time. One bukhar takes place, the beauty is gone too. So these kind of things, Nabi Karim, do not pay attention to those things. Do not get married because of beauty. Do not get married because of wealth. I'm not telling without exaggeration. Today in this our society, people are only getting married for these two things. Now what will you expect when you get married with these two things? That I'm getting married to this person, has he got money or not? How much is worth? I don't know how much is worth a girl when the boy meets her, what you worth. Not what looking at anything else, or you need not, I don't want to get married to this person. Because he got no money, why is not worth it? And he must be a very pious boy. That's why Rasulullah said, get married to a person who has deen in him, deen. When you got deen in you, then Allah looks after you. Deen means become pious. Pious become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reason why today that you find there's so much of corruption in our homes and unhappiness and there's no joy and the marriage is all on rocks, because of this thing here, that our intention to get married is not the right thing. We have to get the right intention, Ya Allah, I'm getting married to say, oh, deen. You know, Umar ibn Abdulaziz, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very pious person. And you must know, I'm not going to give you his story, how he came to this world, but just to tell you that when he left this world, his family people, his other brothers, left with so much of money and wealth, but he left nothing for his children. Nothing for his children, but he was so pious. They asked him, what have you done? You have nothing for your children. He said, I left Allah with them. I left Allah. In the end, you know, they were so flourishing. They had so much, and the others had nothing at all. Had nothing at all. Because you relied on the money, you relied on beauty, you did not let Allah Ta'ala. He said, I left Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you gave me an amanah to my children, I look after them the right way, now you look after them. Likewise, we too, the woman is our amanah. We have to look after them in the correct way. Now if you're giving them the opportunity to go outside around everywhere, loaf around here, loaf around there, go to this place and go to that place, what do you expect then? You'll expect them to do the same thing. But the Tamil Rahmatullah said so nicely, he said, if you want your wife to be very good, do not let the women meet one another. Because the moment you meet one another, you come to realize that each one has their own stories. They begin to see this story and that story, in the end up in your story. And that's what happens. What happens is the wife, you know, one person was so intelligent, he says, when he goes to the house, you see the wife is, you know, she's in a bad mood. He says, definitely someone came in the house. Definitely someone came in the house. He'll ask her, someone came? He says, yeah, someone came. I know you. Your mood will show me. But the moment no one comes, then you must know one thing, that everything is smooth sailing. So this is the problem today. Let's not ladies meet together. They must stay at home. The work, the places at home. They must remain at home, but they must be free at home. They must be free. Free at home means they must not go against the law of Allah Ta'ala, but they must be so free at home that they must be happy to stay at home. They must love to stay at home. I was very surprised, you know, one case came to me about 2-3 days ago, and that person telling me, you know, Mawlana, I'm going to tell you something. What's your problem? You see, I'm surprised. My wife don't have to go anywhere. I said, Shabash, what better wife than that you got? She don't have to meet anyone too. I said, very good. So I have to make her wake up and let's go everywhere. I said, Baba, this is where you are. I said, she's tackling after let me go everywhere, then what will happen to you? She's a wonderful person that she likes to stay at home. She don't like to meet anyone. She does her homework, everything. That is why what we want. We want a woman to be living in a house. Her pride is a house, her pride. If she cannot live in a house, unfortunately we don't have those things today. Because why? I'm not going to give you a cell phone now. There's another thing now. I'm not saying that the poor man, he works whole day like a broke Johnny. He comes home, expecting the food to be ready. He looks there, you see what's happening. The wife is there with a cell phone. He comes there, he's got no smile on her face too. She's not smiling at him, he's not smiling at her. What do you expect then? What do you expect of that house? You'll expect the house on fire all the time. That poor man is working for who? He said, I'm working for my wife. You'll be surprised. I'm not telling you something, you'll be surprised. The truth, I'm telling you. One another case to me, he's got a problem even to go near his wife today. The wife got no time to invite him too. Even if he's inviting his wife, she doesn't want to come here because he's so she's so brought up with no cell phone. Let me tell you what the meaning of that. Then you may know the man get angry too. The wife will get angry too. There's no love, there's nothing at all, no affection, merely because of the cell phone. So just to tell you that our position at home is this, that Rabbi Karim Salaam says, so nicely he says, Allah Ta'ala says that get married because of deen. When you get married because of deen, then you must know, but give them the freedom of everything, but do not become too strict to them too. Today the husband become very strict to the wife. When you drive a car too, you look at the husband, hey, your scarf is not right. Hey, you're looking at this person, looking at that person. He tells you not to look at anyone. She's looking there, she's looking front, but he's so suspicious. You're looking at that man, you look at that person. When you walk in the street too, why are you walking in the back now? Is that person looking at you? Or you're looking at that person? That kind of person now tell me what you expect. I get the 10 calls. They tell me, one of them, my husband is a very suspicious man. When I walk with him too, if I'm a little bit back, why are you walking behind? You look at someone else, or this and that. You mustn't have suspicious mind on woman. You get guna for that, and she herself will lose the respect for you too. Respect is all going away because we have suspicion on women, and one of the worst things is must have suspicion. The person, she's not free at home too, when she's not free in a car too, she's not free to go with the husband in there. So what do you expect then? The wife must be so free that she must be no kind of any kind of disturbance in her life. Today is when husband comes home sometimes, you find that a wife is scared. I don't know what is going to be next. What will be? Yes. Whereas the most important thing is this much. If you have the sunnah tariqah of Nabi in our lives, then there will not no such thing any problem at all. Because we have given them so much of freedom that the wife go to this coffee shop and that coffee shop, all kind of shop they go to shopping, they go wholesale. That's what their life is. They speak of their personal life to each other and they say how to behave, and then they behave in the wrong way. They say, what happened? It all happened because of how you have taken your wife to be. She has to be staying at home. She must look after her children. She must be at the proud, the house, but the pride of the wife. She must be happy to stay there. But today the wife is no more happy to stay in the house. To that extent is that, you know, they become to let, even I would say they must not go to any gatherings also. Who said that? Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah. They must not go to any gathering at all. They must stay at home, but they must be happy. They must be kept happy. Not like jail. They must be happy, to be very happy at home, because their house is no more the pride. Before, the house was a pride for a woman. The kitchen was a pride. Now, eat out pride now. Sad to say that, you know, you don't have that. That is why today we eat all outside food. That will affect our lives. I even mentioned this some time ago, and I'm saying it again too. There was one child who could not become half of the Quran. The Ustad told the mother, stop eating from eat out, or eat out, not eat out, cafe now. Restaurants. So what happens? He stopped eating. In 1 year, he became half of the Quran. So we don't understand, we think, why my child not become half of the Quran? Why the thing, why my family has gone so weak? The reason is because we forgot the halal. I'm not saying haram outside, but we forgot the halal, what we eat at home. It affects our life. They become more easy. Everything can become easy. So this is what is wanted in our life. But remember one thing, our wives must understand. They will learn to respect the husband. They're not respecting the husband anymore, because the husband not respecting them. When you're giving them the freedom to go out here and everywhere, that's why they don't give them to wear nice clothing too much. When they wear nice clothing too much, they don't go out with them. They must be just normal clothing. You know, those days when one another comes and said, you get certain women, you can allow them to go out because they wear the same clothing at home, they go out the same clothing too. When they go to wedding, they wear the same clothing too. But here, yeah, they're donning for who they're donning for? They go to husband to don. They forget that husband to don for other people. That's the reason why the eyes is the most dangerous thing. The eyes is good. That's why Nabi Karim Sallallahu asked, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, what do you think, what is the best thing for a woman? He said, that woman who did not see a man in her life, and that man did not see her in her life. He said, MashaAllah, he even embraced her and said, you are part of me. You are part of me, Nabi Allah. So the woman who did not see a man in her life, and then the man did not see her in her life, that's the greatest gift. Although we don't have that gift yet, but at least make tawbah and istighfar for the sins that we have committed that causes all the harms in our houses today. Our house is on fire because of our own wrongdoings. Sometimes I tell my friends, you say your wife is fighting with you, she's fighting with you because you are looking at wrong things outside. Because when you look at wrong things outside, then when you come home, it affects the parents, the children, and the rest of the wife too. So you rather keep yourself pure outside than when you come at home, she'll be pure also. You're thinking why your wife is fighting with you. All the time you did all the wrong things in your life, outside looking at the wrong things, looking at the haram things. When you come back home, it affects the wife. You do not understand that thing. It affects her life also. Then you're thinking why she is so hard with me, or why she is not talking to me nicely. It's because you are talking smart to others, the wrong people are smiling to. You are supposed to smile to your wife, you're speaking to smile to the wrong people. That's the effect of all these things. My husband gave us that incident of that one king. He told, take this daughter of mine and take her around and tell, give me an idea of what happened while you take. When taking the daughter everywhere, everyone meet her nicely, but one place, only one place she went, they kissed the cheek. Came and told the king, this is what happened. He started crying, said, in my life I did all the same thing. So when your child does something wrong, or your wife is not good with you, straight away think, I've done something wrong outside. I must be doing something wrong that affects in the house also. In that way you come to know your house, you come in order. You come into order. So that's very important. And remember one thing, do not straighten in too much. Nabi Karim from said that too. They made of a crooked rib, do not straighten too much. Because the moment you begin to straighten too much, then talaq will take place. Talaq will take place. And at the moment, talaq is at the highest. Talaq is at the highest at the moment. Allahumma ni father from today, you know, the girls don't get married to, and the boys don't get married to. The boys say, the girls tell you how much you earn. Not worried about earning is Allah's hand. Earning, look at how piety. Piety is most important. The greatest gift in this world is a pious wife. There is nothing more greater than a pious wife. If you got a pious wife, you got everything. And the four things that a pious wife should have in her. Number one is this much. She does good deeds. Who is a pious wife? A pious wife is she who does always good deeds. She doesn't know what is wrong out with you. Bad deeds. Always good deeds. She's always kind. Second, she's always what you call, she's got shame in her. It's shiny on her face, she's got shame. She knows she must not do anything wrong. She takes care of the husband, but she makes sure that she's got shame. When she look at the husband too, husband will look at her, eat one of muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala and Rahmat, but got shame in her. She's very careful. That is a pious wife. And the third is the most important thing is that whatever that husband trusts on her is so high that he knows that she looks after his possession and her own cash too. That kind of pious wife is wanted in this world. But unfortunately, what can we say? Our men are not right. Our men are not right. Our men must be right. As this is one majlis, I'm telling it to you, he says here, لوگ اپنی حلال بیوی کو چھوڑ کر حرام کی طرف جا رہے ہیں. They leave the wife, halal wife, and go to haram. So what do you expect them? They're leaving the halal wife Allah gave them, and they're going to haram. They're going there, they're going everywhere, they're going to this road, that road, whatever they're going to. So what do you expect? What do you expect? The effect must take place. The effect must take place. So today we are like that. If you want your wife to be obedient to you, you become obedient Allah Ta'ala. Become obedient Allah Ta'ala, then automatically your wife will become. Because someone told you, Malala, you only talk the wives. I'm not talking the wives, I want to become a man. You are not men. I want to become a man. If the wife tells you anything, you must be able to tolerate them. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when that woman, when the mother told the daughter, why do you hit on the chest of Rasul? So he said, this is nothing, she's more than that. But he said, I tolerate it. What is the word? I tolerate it. I'm a sabr. Who said, Nabi? So the most important thing in a man's life is what? Sabr. This must be in everyone's mind that the most important thing in a man's life is sabr. You must have sabr. And sabr means what? Sabr means you must be so close to Allah. Sabr means inna Allah ma'asabirin. That you're so close to Allah that you become so like a. You become a quiet person. You can become a lamb, not a lion. Lamb. She can tell the worst thing together, but you must become a lamb. You don't say one word. Then you know you achieved everything. But the woman must know She must learn to respect the husband. The only way she can respect the husband is the husband respects Allah Ta'ala. When respect Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala's command will fall into the house. And now one most important thing in every home, what is wanted, if you want peace of heart and peace of mind, is that kitab reading. Kitab reading must be that every day before we sit down to eat too. Open the hadith of Quran or hadith of Rasulullah Sallam, Fazail Amal. Read one hadith from there. And let the children read the hadith. Inshallah, by doing that, it will come into our hearts, it will come alive too. Because we want a better home, we want a home full of barakah and izzat and afiyat with the love between husband and wife. It mustn't be the husband become a bully, nor do I want the wife to become a bully too. It must become, everyone will become cool and calm for each other and fulfill everyone's rights. Allah Ta'ala am amal kaleem to a big discipline. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu al-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam wa sallam. اللهم إنا نعذبك وشكرك وحسن عبادك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين وحفظنا من الصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا من المتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته.